something went on here, something went on there. And
this time on TNT,
it's the all-new Blank Years Old.
And we play Spot on the Spot.
Plus, aging soap star Ron Montalbaum drops by Hot 88 to do some station IDs. That's all coming up right now on TNT.
Hello.
159,
Oh no. No, see, I'm just thinking poor Carol and the girls now.
They're not home.
I know. Really? No, but I'm saying that's going to be in your head all day, right?
I know. So Luther Vandross doing the Entertainment Tonight theme.
You'll be doing that all day. You'll be doing barbecuing with that singing the whole time.
Yeah, because as you know better than most, I get one phrase of a song in my head and sing it over and over again.
It is
and for the last day, it's been, well, I'm blue, la da dee dee die. Oh, yes, I'm blue, dee blue, ba da dee dee die.
Who's that guy?
What?
Is that some, like, crooner doing that song?
Yes, I'm blue, la da dee dee die. I'm blue, yes, I'm blue.
Imagine that guy in, like, Vegas at a slot machine.
Do you know what, though? There are so many singer-songwriter acoustic people doing versions of, like, Shine Bright Like a Diamond. Doing acoustic versions of songs.
I don't know.
Shine Bright Like a Diamond.
Oh, what's that? Sandstorm.
What's that? Suge is going to start taking guitar lessons from me again. And I've decided to let her pick the songs. And I'm going to teach her songs that she already likes so that she has more of a vested interest in the outcome instead of the guitar lessons that I took, which was like, hey, you ready to learn Andante Allegro, bud? So all the songs that she wants to learn are like, I don't want to go to work, 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 but I got to go to work, work, work. Like all these super poppy songs.
Taylor Swift's and all that stuff?
Yeah, I mean, I would... My kingdom for Taylor Swift. These are like Pussycat Dolls kind of songs.
Like...
Why don't you just meet me in the middle?
Or they just take like a hook from an 80s like chorus and then they change it all up and it's just a big long beat in the beginnings.
Yep.
Like, what's that... video killed the radio star or something like that.
Yeah, this is the internet killed the video star.
Video killed the radio star. She did it pop a doop a doop a doop a doop for like 10 minutes.
There's a girl named Alyssa, I think her name's Alyssa Reed, and she's Canadian, and she's a great singer, and she did a cover of Alone by Heart called Alone Again.
Okay.
And yeah. Alone is a hard song to sing. Yeah. Anything by heart is a hard thing to pull off. But I think I'm kind of torn on covers because you need to pay loving tribute to the original and you should keep the same melody. I firmly believe that. But she added this phrase. And I'm hoping that you know that till now I never get by on my own. Why does it need a hoping that you know that at the front of that line?
Because it's just like it's spicing it up, man.
I guess so. And I'm hoping that you know that till now. It's okay to let some space just hang there.
Is it just once?
No, every single time. Every single time. It's every single time. It's every single time.
I don't know.
And I'm hoping that you know that.
All of a sudden, it's like, well, I get 3% of the song now, so...
Yeah.
With the dangling so at the publicist meeting, or the... at SoCan, with your publishing people.
And I'm hoping that you know that. Oh, my father-in-law's here, bud.
I changed... Hey,
one sec. I gotta pause it, Jer.
There's no, okay, let's take a break, bud.
Okay, take a break, bud.
This episode of Tekken Times is brought to you in part by Chipotle. Chipotle, chips and quack, tacos, and enchiladas. We'll be right back.
What happened?
Well, he's the best.
Hair, though.
He's so helpful.
Yes.
And he's always, like, willing to take on stuff for me and... Let's be honest, stuff probably wouldn't get done if he didn't give me the gentle nudge that I needed from time to time. Sure. Total bod.
Yeah.
So he was coming to see if I wanted to put my yacht, my rowboat, into his shed for the winter and if I wanted to do it right now. So I didn't, but I was proud to be able to tell him that I went to Canadian Tire this morning without him reminding me that I needed to, and got more. You have to put down, so around the edges of this deck for the pool, we're putting down kind of nice big beach stones.
Nice.
But under that, on the mud, you have to put like this cloth so that weeds don't grow up through it. So I ran out of weed cloth. So I got more weed cloth. So at least I had something to barter. When he was like, hey, do you want to do this right now? And I was like, no, but I actually did this other thing right now. That's good, right?
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
My favorite is in 2 years when the weed cloth starts not making sense anymore and the weeds are like, no, I'll tell you how it is.
Is that what happens?
Eventually, yeah. I've done the whole flower beds with that weed cloth and then like 2 years later had to do it all again.
Well, should I double bang the weed cloth then?
It's like the whole thing, a life finds a way. That's like, you can't mess with the earth. I don't know. I don't think so.
Is there a way I put a
deck down and eventually vines start creeping in?
Yeah.
They just come out. They just say, hey, listen.
Which I kind of like. I kind of admire that.
Yeah, you're
there was a lot of discussion about what to do with these two areas of dirt. You don't want to plant grass inside a fence where the pool is, so you have to come in and mow it.
Yeah. Well, and I guess the only way to guarantee it is if you put a bunch of gravel so there is no soil there anymore.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of what we're doing.
Yeah.
But little gravel would have been easier to do, would have been easier to put the rocks in before the fence was up. So now he's dropping the rocks over the fence with his loader.
So it's like that strongman challenge with the big throw on the rocks?
Yeah.
But you don't want to break them either, though, right?
Well, they're like 3 to 4 inches each. They're called roofing stones.
Yeah.
And right now they're all gray and dusty, but apparently once it rains, there'll be some pinks and some blues and some grays, and it'll look really nice.
Yeah.
Cool. Right now it just looks heavy.
But they don't break, you mean? You can just toss them over onto the...
Yeah, he can drop them out of his loader.
Yeah.
So there you go.
That's it. I love that.
So that's why he was stopping by, which was nice. And I'm trying to remember where we were. We were talking about the girl, Alyssa Reed, who sings the heart songs and how you don't have to change up a cover.
Yeah. And I'm like, what's up with just changing a few words? And maybe that has to do with like trying to get into the publishing tip of the jam.
Oh, interesting. Because she can be like, you see the hoping that you know that? That was me.
Mm-hmm.
When you see a band perform their songs live, do you want them to sound as much like the record as possible, or do you like reimaginings?
Hey man, I'm all for reimagining if it's like as good, if not better, than what the song is or what the intended performance of each instrument on that song is. You know, if it's like you tried your best to try and get it in time and in key and have rhythm, and then live it's like not like that, then that sucks. Like it has to have that at least. So sometimes you see great bands or musicians and it doesn't really matter that it's a little bit different. It's still on that same level that it was recorded. You know what I mean? There's a difference between it not sounding the same and it being good or bad. Sometimes it can be great if it's enhanced or it's just a different kind of conversation in the same language on each instrument, you know what I mean? Like they're just kind of playing on it and improvising on that. That's great. But when it's like can't accomplish it and it's kind of a half-assed attempt at it, or they're changing it because...
Because they can't pull it off live?
Can't do it, then it's like, that gets a what-have salad.
You must have to consider your ability to pull it off live when you're recording a song, don't you?
Well, I mean, if you think about it, the whole idea of being a band and then what a record was just a recording of them live. That's all there was what they were live. So the way you sounded in a room playing together was the band. That's the sound. And then that kind of changed in the 60s with recording and the ability to multi-track and all that stuff. So it got to the point where, like when the Beatles did Sgt. Pepper or even Pet Sounds, those records had so many tracks that it's impossible to achieve live. So they are like, oh, you can't. But then I think Pink Floyd kind of turned it around where it's like, well, you can have all this stuff, all this crazy sounds and things, but you can actually achieve it as well live. So they kind of transcended that a little bit because that's... Well, I mean, that's why they started playing stadiums, because their records was like, wow, you go see them live and it's honestly as good, if not better. But that's got everything to do with the musicians. Like, in David Gilmour, never, like, he's such a monster guitar player rhythmically. You can hang a hat on what he plays. Everybody just sits on the rhythm that he puts. It's so easy to listen to them because he's like such a rock. So I don't know. That's a good example of a band that mixed it up. But by the time the 80s came around and the 90s, it's kind of turned around where, like, it doesn't matter anymore. The album is what you are, and the recorded thing in the studio becomes what you are. And you can't ever... People are okay with you not being able to do that live. But I mean, there's so many amazing hip hop artists and that are around now that are incredible, and it doesn't really matter, like, in terms of live music, because the beats or the way that they program the music is a whole other way of being creative. There's guys like Thundercat that are live musicians that are as amazing as they ever will be or would have been. And Justin Brown, the drummer in that band, I mean, those guys are insane. But they play with, like, Kendrick Lamar. And
are you talking about, like, the Cash Me Outside, How About That Girl?
Well, I don't even know what that is.
Yes, you do.
Cash Me Outside?
I was telling you about that. It the other day. She was on Dr. Phil.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, not quite like that, but yeah. What?
Danielle Bregoli.
Tell she's me about as, that.
Well, this is it kind of crosses over into our universe because she's known as Bad Baby, but she spells it B-H-A-D. B-H-A-B-I-E, Bad Baby. And she became known because she was on Dr. Phil. And she was one of those, like, you're 13, you need to give your head a shake. One of those kind of things. And the audience started to turn on her because she was sassy with Dr. Phil.
So he's like, how's that going for you? But she's like, well, I'll tell you how it's going.
Yeah. And then the audience started to, like, ooh. And she turned to the audience and said, Cash Me Outside, how about that? So the girls are now all in on Cash Me Outside, how about that? To the point where I'll say, like, good night, Indy. She'll say, Cash Me Outside, how about that?
No, but you're saying she was on Dr. Phil and said that, though.
Yes, she did.
And became, like, a viral thing. And that
it became, like, a viral thing. Cash Me Outside, how about that?
But then that's that, though, right?
No, it's not. She,
what are you talking about?
She blew up as a rapper.
No, she did not.
Yeah, she. No. One of her tracks is called Gucci Flip Flops. She has another one called Hi Bish. And I think, I feel like she had a song. Oh my gosh. These Ho, T-H-E-S-E-H-E-A-U-X. These Ho. Cash Me Outside, how about that? She's touring with Lil Yachty.
She had a song called that, has Cash Me Outside?
I think her single Cash Me Outside was what she blew up with.
hell's going on, man?
Hi, baby. But she's touring with Lil Yachty and, like, playing stadiums and stuff.
No way. Yes, that's a big deal then. I guess that's so funny that she's, like, she crushes Dr. Phil. And... oh, man.
What a weird world we're living in, though.
When it goes the other way, even the people that are supposed to be on television to entertain people because they're so out of it become more massive stars than anybody.
You need to clean your room, show your mom a little respect. Catch me outside, how about that?
Did he do the tour buses. And he got the I'm gonna get tough when his eyes are all close together and he looks.
Now you need to listen to me. I know one thing, if I ever disrespected my mama, she'd have me tarred and feathered faster than you can say banana.
Listen, I love chocolate milk. I drink as much chocolate milk as I can, but I don't. One of those stupid, like, analogies.
Folksy Texas wisdom.
I drink chocolate milk all day, I'll drink it right now.
That don't mean it's green.
Catch me.
When's it going to come outside? When's it going to come out that Dr. Phil is a monster to work for?
Oh, but not, aren't they all? I mean, I'm sure I could see that Dr. Oz being a big jerk backstage, right? A
friend of mine worked for Dr. Oz.
And
she said he works really hard and he's really nice.
Oh, really?
Her knock against Dr. Oz is that he was like, quick, I need some medical wisdom. And she's like, well, my grandmother used to say you could do this. And he's like, on the next show, talking about how this is a hot inside medical tip. Like, he's a little soft on the facts.
Okay, he's a good guy, but he'll spin us something just for a little ratings win.
Yeah, quick, I need something.
Like, including telling Donald Trump he's in great health.
Did he?
Yeah, he had him on. He's like, all right, yeah, seemed good to me. Come on. Sorry.
Oh, no. So, Tagsy, we shot our second Canadian Content Studios show this week.
Yeah.
Get Growing with Nikki Jabour.
I love this.
Nikki bills herself as an extreme vegetable gardener, which is a phrase that already makes me feel happy and funny inside. She grows these insane vegetables that originate in other places all over the world for two reasons. One is because she says you can get cukes and tomatoes and all this stuff at the farmer's market or Sobeys or wherever you like. So why would I put time and energy into growing the stuff that's pretty mainstream that you can get anywhere? Mm-hmm. And two, the odd time you can find it, stuff like this in mainstream places, the price is outrageous. So she likes to grow stuff that you can't always put your hands on. Cucamelons and ground cherries and all this stuff. I'm not really...
What the hell is a cucamelon?
Well, you would think it's a hybrid cucumber and watermelon.
Yeah.
But in fact, it's just this tiny watermelon-looking mask that is a native to Mexico.
Is it watermelon?
No.
What's inside it?
It's a cucamelon.
So it's a cucumber.
It actually tastes like a kind of sour little cucumber.
Oh, really? So it's like a pickle... Before it's pickle.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Like so she had these things, these ground cherries. They're called ground cherries because, you know, they're ready to eat when they fall on the ground. They're like in this little paper thin wrapping. And she said her mother-in-law is Lebanese and she was put on this planet to feed everybody. But those are the one thing that she's like, I'm not sharing those. Those are for me.
Come on.
And the ground cherries taste like vanilla pineapples, like these tiny little bursts of flavor.
There's paper on them so you can, like, they don't get dirty even?
Yeah, they don't get dirty or anything.
They got their own wrapper?
Yeah.
And it's like it's just a sugar bomb?
Yeah, a little one of the Lord's little sugar bombs.
Is it juicy?
Yep.
How do you grow
like
that?
It's like, what was the gum that had liquid inside it? Bubblicious?
Get out. You want to fire me some seeds?
Well, this is the thing.
I want to watch this to see how to grow those things.
She said people get really intimidated by growing things from other places, but the truth is most garden centers have seeds for this stuff that's a little outside the box. So you just have to use your imagination, but you can get it at your local garden center, no problem.
You just have to probably grow it inside those things.
No, grow them outside.
Not in the cold though, no.
Her whole thing is, you can grow anything anywhere. So one of the segments that we shot was on a balcony in a condo, because her thing's like, doesn't matter if you don't have much space. Yeah. The biggest mistake gardeners make is not using pots that drain. So then you water it and your plant just sits in the water and gets wet feet.
Yeah.
Interesting thing. Like anything, when you break it down, it actually is A, easier than you thought, and B, makes so much sense.
And I think people probably have a fear of plants because they don't know enough about them, and they don't want to get one and kill it by making a mistake, right? So
when she dropped so much science, like I have experimented a little bit, as you know, with the vegetable garden. Some vegetables work, some don't. Of course, it makes sense that some veggies need full sun, some need shade. Some vegetables thrive better beside other vegetables. Some vegetables you shouldn't plant beside each other. Like, I didn't do any research at all. I just planted a bunch of seeds in the ground and kind of saw what happened. But this was the interesting thing. She said 95% of insects in your garden are either helpful or harmless. So don't worry about chasing away the moths. Those are good.
Yeah.
The more bees, butterflies, flies, beetles you have, the better.
Yeah, I'm cool with that. It's the rabbits I don't like.
Yeah, rabbits and slugs aren't great, of course. But she said you should be encouraging pollinators to come, because the more pollinators you have, the more vegetables you'll get. And that's why she plants 20% flowers in her vegetable garden to attract the moths.
Ah. And here's the Jer tip.
Let's hear it.
Last year we had the tomatoes and stuff was like in the garden on the ground, and the rabbits would get in, and this one rabbit would always be in, and by the end of last season there was no tomatoes, no nothing, and it was sitting there all big fatso.
Because he pounded all your tomatoes?
Pounded everything, yeah. So this year we raised them.
Rabbits like to pound everything.
We raised them. We put them in a raised planter. And it's all good now. So there you go. That's the JT tip.
Right. Funny, because she is all in on the raised beds. She loves them.
Yeah.
And everything she does is in a raised bed. Here's the other thing she does. In one bed, put 6 or 7 different things. So she has this vegetable next to this plant, next to this flower, next to that vegetable. Because the more stuff going on in the same bed, the more everything will thrive.
Harmony.
Yeah. It was pretty neat. I learned a lot about it. And she had these snake gourds that were 4 feet long. They can grow to be 6 feet long.
Hey, those carrots. It's like sick and tired of being with all these other masks in the row.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So they want to peace out. And hang out near some nasturtiums.
These other ones, and like, why were you masks all year?
The thing that I like about doing this stuff is, I don't care what it is, but when you meet someone who's passionate about the thing they're passionate about,
yeah,
it's exciting.
And really good at it too, obviously.
So really good at it. Like, she grows purple potatoes because her daughter likes purple French fries.
Hey, I wonder if those are like the Hawaiian ones, the sweet ones.
I don't know.
In Hawaii, they have those purple potatoes, and they're really amazing. They're kind of like sweet potatoes, but they're not quite. They're fantastic.
Here, I guess. Maybe, well, yeah, and different takes on the same old. Like, even if a potato is purple, it kind of gives a different flavor to the same old dishes that you're cooking all the time.
I like it.
Sounds good too. It's really fun and
cool.
And really inspiring.
See, now this is what I'm talking about. We're doing some good stuff here. This is stuff that I think will help people big time.
I think so too. And the other thing is, obviously, people that garden are avid about gardening. She is Elvis in gardening circles. Her books have sold 100,000 copies. Like, she's a monster.
Yeah.
But it's not like there's the Gardening Network, or it's not like Home and Garden TV would necessarily buy a show like this. So this is a perfect show for us. We have a sponsor for it already, which I don't think we're allowed to say yet. But people that like gardening will love this show. Nikki deserves an outlet for it. It felt like a perfect fit for us. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm stoked.
I'm stoked too.
Would you stop it? This thing always turns off. We have we're going to be playing Spot on the Spot today.
Spot on the Spot, and we're going to play Blank Years Old, right?
Yeah.
But we have a new format for Blank Years Old. And why don't we play that after the break? Want to?
Yeah, let's do it.
BRB, buds.
Crunch, 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 crunch. Thanks a lot, baby. Get out of here. Don't let the door hit you on the way out. Crunch, 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 crunch. Now
what? Mr. Mandelbaum, how do you get around the world so fast and do so many things at your age? I mean, you're everywhere.
Well, age is but a number. And I suppose I get around like everyone else. I make good decisions in the kitchen and in life. I've, partied a little bit in my day, but my lifestyle allows me to still have a lot of energy.
I can't imagine. I mean, I heard the stories about, you know, you and George Burns and...
I don't think I was around quite that long ago, but it's true. I am a little bit older than you, I suppose. Though things haven't changed that much, have they?
No, I mean, my grandmother, I mean, late in her years, she always watched the golden light. And, I mean, when she passed in the early 80s, I just always wanted to meet you, Mr. Mandelbaum.
Well, that's so nice. And I'm sure your grandmother was not quite that age when I was on the show.
Well, she was 103, actually.
Well, the generations are shorter now, though. So what seems like a real long time ago and what might make someone sound as though they were old doesn't necessarily mean that by today's standards. I've always been one who has never really been interested in age. I don't ask anyone, nor do I allow anyone to ask me my age. I really think it's irrelevant.
Well, you rode here on a bike, which is pretty impressive, I gotta say.
I did, yes. With my wife, Katrina.
Who is actually 23.
She is.
Hey, do you have anything else to tell, you know, your fans? I mean, I don't know if they'll have a chance to hear from you again, or...
Why on earth would that be?
Well, because you're so busy, and this is a small station.
Of course. No, I think that just about sums it up. Karina and I have his and hers hot stone massages, so I suppose we should get going. Thank you for having me in here on Hot 88. Hello, the Hot 88 listeners. I look forward to spending time with you again.
Thank you. Great to meet you, Mr. Mandelbaum.
Great to meet you, too. We'll see you again.
Okay, thanks. That's Hot 88, and here's the latest from, really? Tony Braxton's back on Hot 88.
Thank you so much for that. I appreciate your time.
Can you do a couple station IDs for me, please?
Oh, well, I'd be delighted.
They're just right there in front of you. If you could just read there's like two or three of them.
Okay. Anytime.
Go ahead, and I've got you recording right now.
You're rolling?
Yeah, right now. Go ahead.
Sorry, just need to do a quick vocal warm-up. Bumblebee, 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 bumblebee. Chilliwack. Vernon Chickadoo from Chilliwack. You ready?
Yeah, I just stopped it, but now I'm starting it again now.
I'm Ron Mandelbaum. You're listening to Hot 88. How was that?
Perfect.
Yeah? Would you like me to do it again?
No, that was great.
I'd actually like to do it again, and I wouldn't mind celebrating the pronouns more, kind of enjoying them in my mouth more. You ready?
Okay, go for it.
I'm Ron Mandelbaum, and you're listening to Hot 88.
Wow, that really was better.
Great.
Thanks.
Should I do this next one here, number two?
Yeah.
Ron Mandelbaum, station ID number two. I'm Ron Mandelbaum. You might not remember me, but you'll never forget that all the hits can be found on Hot 88.
That was great. Could you maybe punch it a little bit at the end there?
Is this okay? I'm just okay.
It's just kind of a, you know, it's fun. We're just having fun. For our kids, you know, a lot of kids listen to this. They think that's fun. Let's just go on ahead again.
So you might not remember me though. I guess I'm bumping at that a little bit. What does that mean?
Well, I don't know. It's just funny, right?
So is it? Gonna...
Hey, what do you want? I'm 25.
Okay.
I make $5,000 a year here, okay?
Okay. I'm Ron Mentalbaum. You'll never forget me, but you'll also remember that the hits can be heard on Hot 88. What do you think? I just kind of flipped it around and made it my own a little bit.
Yeah, I can just cut that together and we're good. Thanks.
Okay.
Can you say that third one now?
Sure.
Just quickly? Don't even really, just kind of quickly just say it.
I'm Ron Mantelbaum. If you're hearing this, I'm probably dead by now. But can... Why does it say this?
I don't know how that got in there. But could you try it again just for a joke?
So just kind of have fun with it, make it my own? I'm Ron Mantelbaum. If you're hearing this, I'm probably dead by now. But enjoy all yesterday's hits and today's favorites, only on Hot 88.
Fantastic. Thank you, Mr. Mantelbaum.
Yeah, thank you.
That's terrible. That was ageist trash.
I love the idea of getting people to read really uncomfortable station IDs.
Oh, I know. I'm doing that. I think it's funny because I've done it. I've been there. It's like, come on, I'm not reading this.
Yeah, so do you say I'm not reading this? Would you say I'm not reading this?
Yeah, for sure.
My favorite is someone hit me once with, hey, didn't you used to be Jono?
That's what you were supposed to say?
No, that's what he said to me. Didn't you used to be Jono?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like, I know.
Actually, still am, bud.
Yeah.
A lot of people say, like, so what are you still working? Or
yeah,
like, right? Actually, never been working more.
Well, that's up there with the Peter Mansbridge, the cop that recognized him from school, right?
Oh, it's the best. Did I tell that story on the pod? I must have.
Yeah, but just do the quick synopsis again.
Peter Mansbridge was driving to a breaking news event in Ottawa, gets pulled over by a cop. Cop walks up to the window and goes, Peter Mansbridge. Mansbridge goes, yeah, it is. The cop said, we were in Cubs together when we were kids. So they're reminiscing as the cop's writing up the ticket. Cop hands him the ticket and goes, by the way, Peter, what are you doing now? Didn't recognize him from the National.
Yeah.
Only recognized him from being a Boy Scout.
That's a good one right there.
It is a good one right there. It's a classic story. It's short. It has a great punchline. It's a classic misdirect.
Real. It's legit.
Yeah.
So let's play Blank Years Old.
Okay.
You ready?
Let's play Blank Years Old. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to take turns reading. What do you call it? It's not like, it's not a statement. It's an occurrence or an event. And we have to both guess how old you would be when that would happen.
Yeah.
And when, if we get a match, we get a point. That's how it works.
Yes.
Okay.
We get a match. If we both say the same number, is that how it is? Or we get it close enough?
That too? No, I think it has to be the same number.
What's that?
It has to be the same number.
Yeah, okay. It's tough. This is tough then.
Yeah, really tough. Okay, you going first?
Okay, you ready?
Yeah, but you have to give a 1, 2, 3 right at the end of it, so there's no time to think about it.
Okay. You want me to go first?
Yes.
Okay. I always had a thing for Wheels' dad, years old. 1, 2, 3.
47.
40. What did you say?
47.
Oh, I said 40.
Did you?
Yeah, I don't know why.
So wait a sec. If someone's 40 young, now.
What?
If someone's 40 now and they had a thing for Wheels' dad, they would have been 10.
Yeah, so you're so young that you had a crush on him.
Okay.
Yeah. It doesn't have to be a thing, big thing.
All right.
Jeez.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
I am, took my first Tums tonight, years old. One, 36.
39. What, I said 39. What'd you say?
36.
Oh, close.
Close.
Okay. I'm what's bowling years old? 1, 2, 3, 8.
7?
Ooh, oh, within
so
1 year.
So close. I love this game. I think we've really cracked a nut, because last time we played it was like, yeah, oh, I just thought 35, and I was thinking 31.
Yeah.
This 1, 2, 3 adds an urgency to it.
Yeah, we got it now. We're good. Okay, what do you got?
Okay, I am just necked with my first girl years old. Ooh. 1, 2, 3, 13.
14.
Oh!
What'd you say?
13.
Oh, 14. I was being conservative.
Dang.
So dang. Close. Okay. I can't believe street legal is coming back years old. 1, 2, 3, 57. What did you say?
What did you say?
I said 55.
I said 57.
No!
Aww, so close. So close.
We're getting so close.
Okay, ready?
Okay.
I am... I actually danced on Electric Circus years old.
Oh.
1, 2, 3, 38.
40. Oh, no.
What'd you say?
I said 40. Is that too young?
We've been within 2. I said 38.
Ah.
We've been within 2 on most of them.
Okay. Ready?
Yes.
I'm... What's Brazzers years old?
One, two, three, 68.
Eight. Did you say 8?
I said 68.
No!
You said 8?
8, yes.
Dang.
Like they hear it from like a friend at school styles. Like...
Okay, ready?
Okay.
I am...
68, that's just as funny.
Well, so is 8.
I used to come in the room, what the hell's Brazzers?
Mom. Okay, ready?
What?
I accidentally peed myself years old. 1, 2, 3... 11.
57.
Why did we go to the opposite end of the spectrum on that?
Just, I don't know.
I was thinking the age where, like, you are toilet trained, you should know better, but it still just kind of happened.
Oh, man.
Dang.
Okay. I'm my bike had a banana seat years old. 1, 2, 3, 47. No! Did you say 47?
Yeah.
No, I said 48.
Dang!
Why couldn't you have gone even?
Dang.
Oh, man, that's so close.
It means we're right in the pocket. The pocket. I think this is the one we're going to get. You ready?
Yeah.
I am... woke up with hot burps in the night years old. 1, 2, 3, 45.
42. Oh, what? 42, I said.
I said 45 because I'm 45 and it happened last night.
For the first time.
It's never happened before.
Oh, the burning hot belches.
I've never had it before. I don't even know what it was. It was like someone poured boiling acid down my throat. And Carol was like, are you okay? I was sound asleep and woke up like, Don't know what it was. Never happened before or since.
Well,
have you ever had the hot burps?
I think I know what you mean, where it just feels like it's like it's coming down your throat, just burning. What? But you don't know what it is.
Yeah. Well, it was like someone poured hot liquid up my throat from my stomach.
Yeah. Yeah.
She was like,
yeah, that's
she,
it. I bet that.
It woke her up, too. Like, it was so confusing, and all
like
I heard
as if it was like a
are you okay?
Like acid from your stomach just bubbling up like a Jiffy Pop in your throat. And there's nowhere, it's not going down at all.
Why did you say Jiffy Pop? Because I had Skinny Pop last night. Is that a popcorn thing?
Jiffy Pop was the one you shake on the top and it goes all huge.
Yeah, you cook it on the stove. We still have it at Masstown Market near my house.
That's great. That's the right stuff right there.
The hot burps.
Wow. That was a good game.
Yeah.
I love blank ears.
I have one more. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah?
My first crush was Barbara Walters, years old.
Oh, my God.
1, 2, 3, 81.
113. What did you say?
81.
113, I said.
Aw, so close.
Yeah.
Dang.
Man, that's good.
I like that game. All right, let's take a break, bud, and we'll come back and play Spot on the Spot.
Well, I'm telling you, when you have three kids, 12 to 8, you hear Brazzers. I heard Brazzers.
Come on.
Yep, because of ads on the internet.
No.
Yep. Well, not it wasn't like anything pornographic, but the actual like just the word. It's like Braz, and you can tell like the depiction of like the wording and stuff.
No,
but, yeah, sneaky. So,
who asked?
Sneaky advertising, greasy.
Who asked? What? One of the boys.
Well, John, obviously, he's 12 now. So,
did you have to handle that one, or did Lisa?
No, I just kind of like, well, whatever. You laugh and you just, like, what am I supposed to say? That's not a thing. We've already had our birds and the bees chats.
Have you?
They're ongoing. Yeah, for sure. Definitely.
So, they didn't do that in school?
What? No, they do. John has. In grade 7, that's when it kicks in, I suppose.
And so did he come home and say, like, dude?
No, not at all. We've heard, like I'm saying, they just know more from the awareness of their age and just us kind of talking about it, you know, as much as school.
Well,
if not more. But anyway, everything should have its, they should know what everything is and its proper name.
Yep.
Not a big fan of the wee wee woo woo stupid.
I remember that about you. Stuff.
Call it what it is.
Yep.
Because if they're trying to tell somebody that somebody touched them somewhere and they're using stupid words that aren't really the words, that's bad. So, yeah.
Yeah, I feel you.
No, it's just to know everything early, it didn't make sense to be factual with your kids. It's not like you don't play Santa Claus with that stuff.
When they learn in grade 4 now.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's just like in learning anatomy, learning geography. It's just factual information that people deserve to know, just like everything else, without the stupid stigma.
Yeah. So you just tell them about the stork and just be honest about it.
Yeah. I don't get it. The whole backlash on that stuff.
I don't either, but I also understand as a parent that you want to keep them kind of innocent and protected from stuff as long as possible. Like our kids, I'm sure your kids do too, have code blue drills.
Yeah.
I hate that my 6-year-old knows the phrase code blue.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, I know, but would you rather them know it than not know it?
Of course, yeah. I'd rather them know it. And of course, by knowing it, hopefully that will.
Yeah. Even if some friends are happening, the kids talk. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Maybe they have a friend who something's going on with and they can help by knowing stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
It's true. But just hearing my innocent 6-year-old explain why they need to do code blue drills is like, oh man, that's a harsh dose of reality for a little person.
It is, for sure.
But good to have a plan, bud.
Hey, bud.
Take a break, bud.
Fucking ready.
Hello.
Yeah.
Jeremy.
What?
This weekend, Taggart and Torrens, lucky enough to be hosting Bose Oktoberfest in Van Cleek Hill, Ontario.
Yeah.
Halfway between Ottawa and Montreal.
Yep.
You're going to rent a car and drive.
I am. I'm stoked.
I'm going to fly to Montreal and rent a car and drive and meet you there.
Yep.
For any buds that are going, use the internet service to track us down. We'll come say hi. We're probably going to be hanging out at the Dine Alone tent for a bit.
Yeah, we'll be chilling there. We have a nice announcement to make at the Bose Festival, actually. We'll be sharing that on stage.
Indeed.
Yeah.
And we'll get to introduce the likes of Dubmatique and Sloan and Joel Plaskett, and the Flatliner buds are going to be there.
Yeah, there's going to be some of the Cancer Bats.
Yeah.
Who else is there? There's a bunch of great bands.
Wolves? It's gonna be... Is it Wolves?
Wolves?
Is it Wolves?
Weaves?
In any event, a whole bunch of people are going to be there. Some great bands, ones that you know, ones that you maybe don't know yet. Can't wait to do that. And then on the heels of Bose Oktoberfest, we roll right into our East Coast rip.
Oh, yes.
Yarmouth, Halifax, Truro, St. John, Charlottetown. Some old favorites, some new faces, some new places. Hope again, that like tickets in Yarmouth are available at the door, so it's hard to track how it's going, but hope you buds show up.
Yeah, we'll see how our goal goes. And everybody, like, we hit the ground running. I come fly in the morning, and we just rip down to Yarmouth. I'm stoked. I didn't know it was so far from Halifax.
Oh, yeah, it's at the tip, bud. Southwest tip.
Right down to the tip.
And then after the East Coast run, we go right into Windsor, Ontario, a place we've never been before.
Yeah.
Then Toronto and St. Catharines. So tickets and info at taggartontorrens.ca/tour. taggartontorrens.ca/tour. And we hope to see you out there.
Back on the road ski.
It's going to be fun.
It sure is.
Looking forward to it.
Hey, do you want to play spot on the spot, bud?
I do.
You ready to go first?
Am I going first?
Do you have anything up and spicy?
Well, I have a business name for you.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Business name? I thought we had the business names. Oh, I turned it around in my head.
I give you a business name, and you have to make up a spot on the spot.
Oh, there we go.
Ready?
Yeah, I gotcha. Okay, so am I going then?
Huh?
So I'm going first.
You're going first.
Okay.
You have a piece of music going.
Yeah.
You ready?
Okay. Okay.
Your business is Costume City.
Costume City?
Yep.
Hey, it's almost Halloween, guys. Anybody else feel like they're gonna dress up? I know I am. Come on down to Costume Warehouse. The Costume Warehouse. We got everything from scary ghouls to Dorothy from Halloween. Scary stuff and snakes and ghouls and happy stuff to Pokemons. Come on down to the Costume Crazy Warehouse. We're only here for 30 days.
I like that the name of the business changed every single time.
Costume what?
Costume City.
City.
But I like that it was Costume City Warehouse, and then Costume Warehouse, and then Crazy Costume Land.
Sure. That's how I forget it as soon as I say it.
Spooky.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
It's because you have more of a cinematic jam.
Okay. So I should build some suspense.
Yeah. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
You have Fergal's Car Emporium.
Fergal's?
Fergal.
What is Fergal? The guy's name?
Yeah.
Okay.
Fergal's Car Emporium. Here we go.
Okay.
It's all serious.
What is the jam?
Yeah.
I can't even hear it yet.
It's all dramatic. Just be all serious.
Let me ask you something. why would you go to a car dealer where they make you sign a piece of paper saying you owe them $450 for taking your check? Administration fee? You've got to be kidding me. At Fergal's Car Emporium, we have every brand you're dying to get your hands on. We'll get you on the road and out of our faces in mere minutes. You can drag, push, or pull your trade-in in, and we will take it, no questions asked. We have all the latest Datsuns, Ladas, Lagondas, Chryslers, Minis, and Jeeps. But wait, there's more. For a limited time only, if you push, pull, or drag your trade-in into Fergal's, we'll throw in a steering wheel cover of your choice. Maybe it's a brand of a vehicle. Maybe it's furry. And wait, there's more. If you push, pull, or drag your trade-in into Fergal's today, we'll give you an air freshener that might smell like lemons, hacienda, pine, ice.
You went like 70 way over the ad to like a minute and 20 seconds.
Dang, was it that long?
Yeah, I don't know how you just kept on going. You're on fire.
I know, I was into it.
When he started going off on steering wheels.
Steering wheel covers.
It was like talk about fur. It's different.
Yeah, well, it kind of is like talk about. Okay, here's your next business. You ready?
Yeah.
The bag man.
Wait a second.
The bag man.
The bag man?
Yeah, he sells all kinds of bags.
Okay, ready, here we go. Hey! Guess who it is? It's the bag man! Come on down to the bag man. Anybody need a bag? You got a backpack? Forget about the backpack. How about a paper bag? How about a plastic bag? You want a garbage bag? I'm your guy for bags. Hey, it's the bag man. You want to go to a hockey game and support a team that you can't stand? Come to me. I got paper bags with two eye holes. Paper bags with three eye holes. Hey, I got paper bags customized eye holes. Get down here right now, the bag man. We got a sale on cardboard.
Wow. Come in here and grab your bag.
He just cut himself off. Come get it while it's hot.
So are you counting? Like, do you have a timer going?
No, I'm just like ran out of shit to talk about.
That's fair.
How many different bags can you mention?
I love Hey-o, it's your friend, the bag man. Hey-o.
Okay. You ready for your next one?
Yeah.
It's a guy. His name's Tits.
Tits?
Tits. And it's a gong. Gong
shop. Oh, come
shop.
On.
So it's Big Tits Gongs.
Oh, come on.
Big Tits.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Big Tits Gongs. You ready? Oh, you want him here, Bert? Okay, go ahead.
Aw. Hi there. Who doesn't love Big Tits? That's right, it's me, Big Tits, owner of the Big Tits Gong Show. Hey, have you ever been downtown and said, last night was a gong show? Well, guess what? After a quick stop into our store, it'll be true, because you can take a gong home with you. We have 8-inch gongs, 12-inch gongs, and we have the Big Tits Special, 24-inch gongs. Do you like the sound of a gong? I sure do. Make sure last night is a gong show. After you stop in, to ask for your boy, Big Tits. Just walk through the door and yell my name as loud as you can. Big Tits! And I'll pop my bald head up from out behind the cash register. So come on down to Big Tits Gong Show. We'll make a gong show of it. I feel like...
Big Tits Gong Shop?
Did
gong
you say...
Joey on the show, that's the best part.
Wait, did you say dick?
Huh?
Did you say dick?
No, tits. You got it.
Okay.
You nailed it.
That's I felt great. Like you built me a house and I just balked at it. I didn't think it came together as well as I'd hoped.
Yeah, you did on the different sizes.
Oh my gosh.
Back to school special, 2 locker gongs.
The bag man and big tits gongs. There we go. That's where our head is this morning.
Okay.
Okay, you ready? This is yours.
All right.
Doors and things.
Doors and things?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, here we go.
By the way, that piece of music you're using is like every family vlog uses that, right?
I guess so, probably, right? This is Public Domain Jams.
Yeah, publicdomain.com.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
What is it again? What and things?
Doors and things.
Doors and things, okay. Will, it's time to get a door. Our door's broken. Well, we need to fix the door. Hey, there's something wrong with our door. Uh-oh, the door's broken again. Come on down to Doors and Things. I'm Gary. I'm right here. We got a sale on glass doors. We got different kind of doors. We have cable doors. We have gold doors, wooden doors, 9-inch doors to 9-foot doors. We've got glass with bars inside. Hey, do you want to box in your son for the weekend? Come on down to Doors and Things. We have big boxes and cages and bird cages. And come on down, Doors and Things on Oxtail Boulevard. Take a left on Orpheus Road, and you'll see us right past the Harveys.
Doors and Things, right next to the Bagman. I like your jam.
From Russia with Love Jam.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
From Russia with the Love Bone.
Yeah.
Crazy.
See. Do you want to do this last one?
Yes.
You don't like these ones with the funny words, do you? Oh, yeah, there's the jam. Okay, ready?
I'm going to be a lady.
You're going to be a lady?
Yeah.
Okay. Cock Bother Farm.
Oh, come on.
Our chicken comes untouched.
Come on. That's like when you're at an improv show and someone's like, what's a place two people would
okay,
go
about,
on a date? Dildo.
This? I got you. Okay, listen. Okay. Big Al's Bowling Alley. Okay?
Big Al's, yeah.
Big Al's Bowling Alley. Here we go.
Why is the jam so ominous?
It's kind of peppy.
Coming this month, only at Big Al's Bowling Alley.
Oh my God.
All your spooky Halloween bowling lanes available. Wear your costume and get shoe rentals for free. Big Al's Halloween Bowlatorium. When the mood strikes.
Oh, no. No, we didn't say that.
There it is.
Let the mood strike.
Big Al's Spooky Halloween Bowlocade. Only if you have a spare moment.
It sounds like it's like he's at, he does all the ads himself and he mixes it up, but he couldn't get Halloween music. So he had to use the voice.
Big Al. Hey, in a timely, we are even more dialed in than we even know sometimes, turn of events.
What's that?
Dr. Phil was on James Corden last night, played with Good Charlotte, dressed up in tattoos and with eye makeup on.
Get on the
yes.
In the show?
Yeah.
Good Charlotte opened up for OLP back in the day.
Good Charlotte, more like mediocre Green Day, remember?
Yeah.
What were they like? Is that your Benji Maddens's?
Yeah, yeah. Well, they were nice kids, but there was like kind of whatever salad music.
Really?
Yeah, but they were nice guys.
Huh.
Didn't like the music, and I was like, it's like they were opening up for us one summer, and then the next thing you see them on MTV driving Range Rovers around.
On my crib, MTV Cribs?
Yeah, the Lifestyles of the Rich and the Famous song all lining their pockets.
Oh man, MTV Cribs on the Canadian MTV was awesome.
Was it?
Well, yeah, because...
Oh, well, yeah, you're right, yeah, because it was just like all of a sudden like a totally normal house.
Yeah. This is my three-bedroom rancher. It's kind of split level.
Yeah.
Paid $169.5 for it, but we did rip up the carpet. Sick.
And what's ridiculous is like 90% of the houses are all rented on the Cribs.
And are the stuff, they?
Yeah, like if the house isn't, all the cars are, like it's totally fake.
Yeah, I've been looking for a Ford F-450.
I'm a rapper that just sold 500,000 records, and I got five Bentleys in the garage. And
yeah,
I
live
in a 20,000 square foot house with a huge pool. Yeah.
I've been looking for a Ford F-450, and
maybe the guy who signed you to the record label lives in that place.
Yeah, exactly. there's a Ford F-450 that was owned by an NBA player. And it's a truck, but it's $250,000 because it's on like whatever 80-inch rims, and I didn't realize that pickup trucks were like kind of having a moment in basketball and hip hop and pop culture.
You ever notice how like the people that have the big huge cash were never on those shows? Like you never see like Jay-Z. Is there? I don't think there's a Jay-Z crib where you're like rolling through like. A full-on, like, legitimate, ridiculous house.
Well, that's why sometimes, like, I'll get
Robin
asked...
Robin Leach died, eh? Remember?
Who?
Robin Leach, a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, remember? I met him one time.
I remember.
Yeah, and he was all mad at me.
Of all people to be mad at you.
He was mad because I wouldn't let him in. I was too tired.
It's kind of funny.
He's been to some fancy houses in his...
Well, my friend Lynn was telling me, you know Lynn?
Yeah, of course.
After the economic downturn in the United States of America, a lot of people had to just walk away from their mansions.
Oh,
so you
yeah.
can actually buy Walmart-sized mansions in like the Carolinas and stuff
for
$300,000-$400,000.
Yeah, let's go.
Let's go.
We'll live in a place that'll just get dilapidated.
Let's take that sick, mad podcast bank... And go buy mansions for everybody.
Buy a mansion for 270 grand, like some 15,000 square foot, where like the AC bill alone is more than anything you've ever spent.
Well, that's the rub. But when you press the doorbell, it says, "Cash me outside." How about that?
It goes bing bang. It's like super huge, and then like it's a slide inside.
But maybe it has the bag man. Like in blown glass above the door, because the bag man had a big year in 08, built this crazy pad, and then had to ditch.
And he rubbed it. It's not so much anymore.
Poor bag man.
Oh.
Jonathan Torrens, CNN.
Like the bag Turo. Man went all MC Hammer, like spend it all?
Yeah. Good job, bud.
Good job, bud. Boom, gang, gang, go, get, ding, gang, ju, boom, bounce, do, da, doom, bam, bam, dick, do, da,